Land Shark by Beth Ferry, illustrated by Ben Mantle. Bobby had a plan. A fishy plan. A wishful plan. A frightful, biteful, delightful plan. Step 1. Convince parents. Step 2. Get shark. Not a small freshwater shark, but a real, scooped out of the ocean, chock full of teeth shark. A whale shark, or a lemon shark, or a bull shark, it didn't matter. Bobby liked them all. He baited a hook with clever signs. Pets make the very best, most coolest birthday presents ever. He reeled his parents right in. He forgot just one tiny detail. On the morning of his birthday, Bobby's parents threw open the garage door. Surprise! They yelled. No enormous saltwater tank, no rows of sharp teeth, no awesome dorsal fin, no shark. Happy birthday! What's this? Bobby asked. A puppy, said his mom. The very best, most coolest present ever. Good one, Mom. Are we going to the aquarium? For what? His dad asked. For my shark, Bobby answered. Don't be silly, said his mom. You can't have a shark. Sharks aren't pets, his sister said. Did you think you were getting a shark? His brother laughed. Bobby ran up to his room, not crying one salty tear. Shark lovers did not cry. His mom brought the puppy upstairs. Look at her, she crooned. She's sweet. Sharks aren't sweet and adorable. Sharks are not adorable and cuddly. Sharks do not cuddle. Just give her a chance. Shark lovers cannot be converted to dog lovers, ever. The next day, Bobby awoke to shouting and barking. Have you seen my shoe? His dad called. Have you seen my baseball? His brother yelled. Panda? His sister cried. Has anyone seen Panda? The puppy dropped Panda at Bobby's feet, tail wagging. Bobby surveyed the damage. It was destruction with a capital D. It was frightful. It was biteful. It was delightful. He could hear his mother coming. Good luck, he told the puppy. After 1 week, the puppy had chewed through 5 pairs of shoes, 6 stuffed animals, and the legs of 3 chairs. She barked at 10 p.m., 2 a.m., and any other M she wanted. Shh, said Bobby's sister. Ark, said the puppy. Shh, said Bobby's brother. Ark, said the puppy. Shh, ark. I wish, said Bobby. Everyone was grumpy. Everyone except Bobby. He was thrilled. A shark was looking better and better. That night, the doorbell rang. Is this yours? Mrs. Grinley asked, pointing at a pile of garbage. The garbage ran right over to Bobby. He sniffed. She must have smelled your spaghetti sauce. Did you know that sharks have an amazing sense of smell? Mrs. Grinley peered into the house. Do you have a shark in there? Not yet, said Bobby. Bobby's mom handed him the puppy. Someone needs to give her a bath. I'll give her away, Bobby mumbled. But as he carried the puppy upstairs, he whispered, Tiger sharks like garbage too. The puppy licked his face, then splashed into the tub. Bobby turned away. Shark lovers cannot be converted to dog lovers, no matter how great they swim. On Saturday morning, Bobby awoke to a scratching sound. He opened the door, and the puppy charged in. She sniffed his rug, sniffed his clothes, and barked at his posters. She scooted under the bed and grabbed Toothy. Don't, Bobby began, but it was too late. Stop, he yelled, lunging for Toothy. The puppy pulled. Bobby tugged. The puppy growled. Bobby yelled, drop it! Drop it now! The puppy dropped it. Then she took a great big chomp out of it, Bobby gasped. The puppy trotted over and dropped the head at Bobby's feet. Then she wagged her tail. Bobby could not believe it. The bite mark was incredible, magnificent, enormous. Kate saw the torn and tattered Toothy. Ooh, she said to the puppy, you've done it now. And the puppy had done it.
She had barked and chewed and bitten her way right into Bobby's heart. Bobby was a shark lover, and shark lovers, as it turned out, can be converted to dog lovers. In fact, they can love lots of amazing things. And with less than a year until his next birthday, Bobby had a plan. A fantastic plan. A Jurassic plan. A frightful, biteful, delightful plan. Step one, convince parents. Step two, the end.